So good to be back with our student mass. Obviously, our student masses, and of course, our teachers as well, and our parishioners. And what a beautiful time for me and all of us together. Our students at our school to worship with each other, to sing and to pray. Now, I've been away for a while, so I thought I'd ask our kids a test for me. I kind of have an answer, but I want to hear your thoughts. Say you were the ones to give the homily today. The homily meaning when me, your priest, preaches and says about our readings. So I want to hear a few of your ideas. What, after listening to the words you heard today in Acts, the Gospel of John 6, and the Psalm, what would you offer a good homily? What should I talk about? That's a deep question, isn't it? What do you think? Just put it out there. Yep. What's that? Jesus died on the cross. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one for kind of any day of the year you can talk about that one. Yep. The lamb. Yeah, that was low. I think we have an image. Do we have an image on the lamp, on the candle, the Easter candle back there? On the cross? Oh, that one. Oh, yeah. See, these are, kids are so dang good. Yeah, up there. Lamb on the cross, too. Yeah, that's beautiful. Yes, you guys are brilliant. That's why. What else? Creativity is absolutely wonderful. What else? What about the servers? Do you have any thoughts? Sometimes I forget the servers back there and they're just chilling out. Let's get one more. Yes. The dove? Is that up there too? Oh yeah, it's over there. Well, there's two of them. There's one here above the tabernacle. That's a dove. And then the one up there. Awesome. Here's what I want. Here's good. Those are awesome. Nice one. You pass. What I wanted to talk about today was our first reading in Acts. It might have sounded kind of a little long. But first, remember that what is it that's somewhat new, really in history, very new, in the back of the church? You see this structure there with a large candle. That's the Easter candle, we call it. What is it in front of it with water in it? What do we call that? Yep. Baptismal font has been blessed as holy water in it. I've now had two baptisms there, the first one ever in that baptismal font. And I want to preach quickly about that because before I was a priest, I was ordained a deacon. And so a deacon is somebody that can baptize somebody. Can also go to weddings and funerals if it's not with a mass. And so that's coming up for me, my anniversary on June 10th. And what happened was Philip was one of the disciples, and he was called to this man. We don't necessarily know his name. He was a eunuch, meaning he wasn't married, but he was listening to the readings. The book of Isaiah, a prophet. And he was the one that said, "Hey, I see there's water. Can I be baptized?" And the
They said yes.
So they went outside, took the water, got that. And that was the reading when I became a deacon. And that's a really big ordination. Because at that time, we were promised prayer breviary 5 times a day, be celibate, not be married, not have kids, and to be faithful to God to serve His people, no matter where I go. So again, I was 2 years before I got up here, and the last 5 years now, I've been with you. And I thought that was really, really cool. We call that our first sacrament. That's the one sacrament that we as all Christians believe in, of being baptized. Where we're welcomed into God's family, we receive the gifts of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and we're forgiven of all of the original sin we had. So thank you for your brilliancy of options that I could have given a homily. The image of your great sponges, your brains, to look around and think very quickly, and then to listen to what the Acts of the Apostles were experiencing, that Philip was experiencing, in helping somebody to be baptized. Let's stand and we'll offer intercessions.